Blog Talk Radio.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God on the Blog Talk Purpose of Closures radio show. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. And yes, let's be grateful. Let's be grateful that we're able to praise God. Let's be grateful and let's just thank him for all that he's done, he's doing, and he's still going to do. You know, gratefulness is one of the affirmations. Can you think of one thing that you could be grateful for? One thing you could be thankful for? One thing you want to praise God for? What a way to start the morning. I know when I start my mornings like that, it helps my days go real smooth. And even though some things may pop up, it's like I'm already prepared to handle it, not let it handle me. Amen. So you can either call in or listen in, 319-527-6072. 319-527-6072. So you know what we do. We start off with our affirmations. Let's do it now.
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. Take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. Constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. Pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. I am dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. I have inner peace. I am stress-free. Comfortable with myself. I am a confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. Always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. Brave. I am relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
Yes, and I am so grateful for affirmations. It has definitely changed my life along with prayer, because what you say about yourself, think about yourself, that's what you believe about yourself. And we're going to leave it on a positive note, not toxic. We do affirmations. Now, we're going to do this one until July 1st. July 1st, we change it to another affirmation. Because you listen for 21 to 30 days, it begins to penetrate, you know, your mind, your heart, your body, your soul. I know I feel great. I sleep so well, you know, after I've been very productive during the day because I start off my day productive. And you can do this as well. I'll share a little something with you. I used to have a hard time sleeping. I really did. I would be hearing voices in my sleep. I wasn't afraid. It was just I couldn't sleep. But I renewed and changed my mind and began to focus on the positive things in life because we don't want our children to look up to the world. We want them to look up to the word of God and what God says about us and believe it, not what the world says about us, because that could take you out. Amen. Now, I have four children and two grandchildren. My children are 40, 39, 32, 25. My grandchildren are 21 and 15. Now, when I was in the world, sometimes I took my children to church with me, but sometimes I just sent them to church with my tithe at the door and then go run back into the streets. But it was sowing seeds. You teach a child which way to go, and if they're astray, they'll find their way back. They're just going to have to go through life. You can't live their life for them. But you can pray for them. You can speak affirmations and life over their lives in their ear instead of calling them all kinds of dumb MFs and BITCHs. I'm guilty of it. I have done it before. I've spoken very bad to my children. I've been a single parent. It's no excuse. But, you know, it's like a war when they start smelling themselves and they think they know more than you. And I forgot what they're still trying to learn. So if you're having some experience or concerns about your children, just pray affirmations over their life. Look for scriptures that tells you about children. Because we're children of God. No matter how old we are, we are children. But we're stewards over the children that God had blessed us with. Because if we do not support our children in a godly manner, the world will try to have their way with them. 7 years ago, well, it'll be 8 years, October the 15th, that I've been here in North Carolina, and I was going through a few things, you know, with my children. And what I did, I just put them on my hit list. I put a picture and a prayer and pinned it to the wall and read it out every day. And our relationship grows and gets better every day. Now, if you have a prayer request, you can contact me by purposeclosure@gmail.com. purposeclosure@gmail.com. Follow this broadcast to receive notifications as well. And I'm also on social media. Just Google Purpose Closure. Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Instagram, etc. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel in the process of building it. But you'll find some very interesting topics, like from the beginning when I first started, because now I take care of my elderly parents, and I really don't do too many topics, but getting back on it, first I want to just rebuild spend time with God back up first and do one thing at a time and operate in a spirit of excellence. Not perfection, but excellence. Check out the website, thepurposeofclosure.com, if you want to purchase any of my books, The Purpose of My Closure, okay? If you want to purchase any of my books, the latest one is 10 Wrong Reasons to Get Married. Not trying to discourage anyone, just preparing, because a lot of times people get married for stats, money, lust, green cards. You know, marriage is very serious. It's a union with God. So you have to understand the purpose of getting married. You know, my grandson is in the military. He's 21. He's made his own decision. And my 15-year-old grandson, he's already made a decision. He wants to go into the military as well. That's their decision. Boys need different from, you know, the young ladies, from girls. And sometimes, no matter how good of a parent you are, a woman cannot teach a boy to be a man. Okay? So the best thing we can do is to pray for our children and grandchildren and to speak positive affirmations over their life. Speak life into them. If you're a minister and you're interested in maybe having your own show airtime or even an interview, you can contact me as well at thepurposeofclosure@gmail.com. Any advertisement, merchandise, advertisement, please contact me. Always looking for sponsors and appreciate donations. Cash at me. That's $ Cassandra Brand. You can cash at me. And it goes to equipment, building a better station, Blog Talk Radio, and other tools for the show. Always needing more things. Okay. I was sitting there just thinking, should I share the testimony about my children? But I will tell you this, it's been a journey. I know my children love me and I love them. But the adversary, he don't like families. He works so hard to try to tear us apart, divide and conquer. Because, you know, family really get together, they'll build some great legacies and empires and generations. But he can't have his way in our family, amen, because we're going to be touching the green and praying for our children and our children's children. This is my favorite song. Let's take a quick break.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything.
About you, but I have experienced losing everything, but I still had everything because I had the Word of God and the Holy Spirit protected me. I bet there's some things where I was like, I know I must have an angel, an assigned angel, because I should have been dead or in jail a long time ago. Prayer does change things. The way you think of yourself and the things that you speak on yourself is so important. But right now we're going to do affirmations to pray over our children and grandchildren, okay? So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds, get you a pen as well so you can write down some of these scriptures. So then you can go back to the scriptures and meditate on them, okay? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you and praise you for the promise in your word concerning our children and grandchildren. We affirm now that all of our children and grandchildren should be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children and grandchildren, according to Isaiah 54:13. We thank you and praise you for the salvation of our children and grandchildren, and pray that they will love the Lord God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind. Might and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself, according to your word in Deuteronomy 6:5, Mark 12:30, and Matthew 22:37-39. Amen. According to your word in 2 Corinthians 5:21, our children and grandchildren are the righteousness of God in him, and they are the head and not the tail, as promised in Deuteronomy 28:13. He who began a good work in our children and grandchildren will continue it the days of Jesus Christ, as found in Philippians 1:6. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our children and grandchildren honor their father and mother according to Deuteronomy 5:16. And we do not provoke our children or grandchildren to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord, as instructed in Ephesians 6:4. According to Philippians 2:3-4, we pray that nothing will be done by our children or grandchildren through selfish ambitions or conceit. We praise God the Father in heaven that he is able to make all grace abound to our children and grandchildren, that they will always have all sufficiency in all good things and may have abundance for every good work according to his word, and 2 Corinthians 9:8. As written in Ephesians 5:7, our children and grandchildren are not unwise, but understand that the will of the Lord is in Colossians 4:6. The word says their speech is always grace, with grace seasoned with salt, and that they might know how to answer each one. According to Psalms 34:10, our children and grandchildren seek the Lord and shall not lack any good thing. The Lord pours out his spirit on our offspring and his blessings on our descendants, as written in Isaiah 49:25-26. It is written that the Lord contends with those who contend with our children and grandchildren. Heavenly Father, according to your word in Psalms 112, 2-3 verse, our children and grandchildren will be mightily on this earth, and the generation of the upright will be blessed, and the Lord gives us increase more and more. Us and our children and grandchildren, behold how good and pleasant it is for our children and grandchildren to do well and to dwell together in unity, as promised in your word in Psalms 133:1. According to your word in St. John 1:2, our children and grandchildren prosper in all things and are in health, even as their souls prosper. In 2 Peter 1:3-4, your divine power has given our children and grandchildren all things that pertain to life and godliness, and they have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. The Lord blesses our children and grandchildren and keep them. He makes his face to shine upon our children and grandchildren, and he is gracious unto them. He lifts up his countenance upon them and gives them peace according to his word in Numbers 6:23-26. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that our children and grandchildren are kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another and promise in your word and Romans 12:10. According to your word and 1 John 2:20, our children and grandchildren have an anointing from the Holy One, and they know all things. To God be the glory. Amen. Now, you might want to replay that prayer. Let it marinate in your spirit. Write it down, jot them scriptures down, and meditate on them. Because once you get it in your spirit, that's how you get it in your mind, and you begin to speak it through your mouth. And once you speak those words and put them in the atmosphere, they're like seeds. They take root, and then it brings forth a beautiful harvest. Amen. Children are very precious today. They are our future. They're not like, you know, the 60s, the 50s, not even the 40-year-olds, really. They're more high-tech. They do things more quickly, speedily. But they need balance. They need balance with God, the agape love, the word of God, the direction of the Holy Spirit. They have to have balance. And we have to pray for them and speak positive things over their lives. Because they matter. Some things my children teach me, I'll be like, wow. You know, and I'm grateful. Very grateful. But as a parent, our responsibility is to also be good stewards over their spirit as well. Amen. As I said before, if you would like to contact me, you may do so through purposeclosure@gmail.com. I wanted to share some things with you. On the stats here. The listeners, the top listeners. United States, 35.19% listeners. Nigeria, 15.74% of listeners. South Africa, 12.04% of listeners. Kenya, 8.33% listeners. And India, 8.33% listeners. These are the top five listeners on Spend Time with God on the Purpose of Closure's Blog Talk Radio. We have listeners in Australia, South Korea, Taiwan, as I said, India before. Some of these I can't even pronounce. This one is BANGLADES, Bangladesh. Bangladesh, don't be laughing at me. Nepal, just want to give some shout out to these other people here. Saudi Arabia, Uganda, Mozambique, Mozambique. Zimbabwe, already said South Africa, and Nigeria, Ghana, Poland, Sweden, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, France. These are other places around the world. Of course, United States, that are listening in. And I want to give a shout out to everyone all over the place for listening in. And I pray that these episodes are bringing value, life, and feeding your spirit. Because we can't give up. We're not going to stop. Even if I feel like I'm talking to myself, I'm still going to keep talking. Amen. So we're going to end our session with a little bit of peaceful meditation music. And we'll see you tomorrow, 5 a.m. daily. And this is your host, Cassandra Brand.